for the children, number one, make the Quran part of your house. Part of your house, number one. Number one, don't force it on them. And I know people forced it on their children. They hated now because they forced it. They didn't want it. I hear it all the time from them. I don't want to memorize. That's what they say. You know what? If they don't want to memorize, leave them. Because maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open their hearts later in their life. I didn't memorize it when I was 8 and 9. No. But if you force it on them when they are, they will hate it. And there will be, it will be associated in their mind with a trauma. Especially these days, and everything is a trauma. Number three, try to switch it to stories. Yani and feel when you explain it. So try to be, and حَبِّبِيهِمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, make them love the Qur'an. Not just to read it like birds with Islamic schools and they don't know what they are doing. Plus, you have to be realistic what they are seeing outside. And number one, I will say this to every parent, all of you. You are righteous, truly righteous, not externally only. We have said this many times, internally, in your relationship with Allah, in your practice, in how you respond to trauma, or I'm sorry, to trial, and how you respond to ni'mah, Allah will never let you down. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Allah protected the two orphans in Surah Al-Kahf because their parents, أَبُوهُمَا, was a righteous person. And a lot of dua, a lot of dua. And the result is not in your hand. It's in Allah's hand.